Okay, I'm gonna ask, are you two working with China at all?
No.
No.
There you go. There's the answer from
Never
Gabby
thought we'd have to answer
Jackie.
That. No.
What are your arguments about this proposed data center? We've heard a lot of back and forth, a lot of opinions about this. And I'm wondering, do you find this is maybe bridging some political divides in Utah? Because this is in a rural part of the state, and rural areas are traditionally more conservative and Republican, and we've seen a lot of outcry there too.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are very fairly frustrated with this, not only because of the environmental impacts, the scale, the size, the energy, the carbon emissions, everything that this is going to do to our environment, and that it affects all of us, not just Box Elder County, but it also affects the rest of the state, the Great Salt Lake, and everything in between. But I think also people are frustrated about the way this was rolled out, about the way that our elected officials and politicians have responded to it, and the timeline with which it has sped through, and there hasn't been a lot of engagement with the actual community.
Mm-hmm. Gabby, let me ask you, we've heard some of the arguments for this proposed data center. I believe proponents have said, look, this will be using recycled water, not fresh water coming in. And what do you say to some of those arguments that they've made?
Yeah, I think I totally understand that, you know, there are a lot of folks that are saying that this is not going to be as bad as people think. But I think to Jackie's point, the problem here is that so many of those questions are unanswered. And so much of that, they're saying, well, we can't explain to you exactly how the science works because there are NDAs and there are patents and all this stuff. And so just trust us on this, that we are not going to ruin the environment. But when you look at especially some of Kevin O'Leary's other data centers that he's been working on, they make big promises about how the environmental impact will not be significant and it won't be detrimental. And then they continue to kind of roll that back, and you see sort of those regulations sort of fall out and those promises that aren't kept. And so I think part of the concern for Utahns, especially when it comes to the environmental impact, is that we don't know what's going to happen. Those questions are not being answered, and there's been so much back and forth, even on the information coming from not only Kevin O'Leary and the Stratos Project, but also our own governor and our own elected officials who can't quite get a grasp on what's going on.